It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana.
When building a team, when is it time to pay? When is it not? I don't even, this is a great question. Jess, when is it time to pay? Jess is someone on my team. But when building a team, when is it time to pay? When is it not? Someone also asked, how did you pick your teams around when you first started? What point did you start talking about your business before you launched? Okay, so this question is around team. You know, when should you create a team? Is team important, et cetera? When is the time to pay them? When is it not? So for me, building a company requires at some point after you validate your idea to start bringing people on team members. Validating your idea means to me is you get someone to pay you for the product or service that you came up with. And eventually you'll get enough people to pay you when you're saying, okay, in order for me to grow this further, I need people because I don't want to be doing customer support. I don't want to be doing this, right? I'm starting to resent my business because I'm doing everything. So for me, I decided, okay, it's time to bring on a team because I don't want to do these tasks that I'm doing. Customer service. I don't want to do, you know, operations. I want it to already be figured out. I consider myself the talent. I just want to show up and everything better be set, right? And so that was my idea of this is why I need a team. And I have the capital. I've proved my concept. I don't have a lot of money, but maybe I'll start with one person and I'll get a few hours a week. And then I'm going to build on top of that. So for me, it was right away. My first hire was customer service. Because if you have customers, you need service. That's why it's called customer service. And so that was my first hire. I needed someone to manage the inbox, manage the community, manage customer support, refunds, whatever that was. I needed someone to manage that because it took a lot of my time, right? It took a lot of my time and I couldn't do that. My second hire was operations, right? I needed someone to manage the operations. Okay, we need a process for handling customer service. Well, customer service is managing customer service, but they don't have time to think about the process for customer service. So I need to hire someone to think about processes to put in place. So when we hire people, there's something documented, right? There's SOP, statement of operation or procedure, whatever you want to call it. And people know what they need to do and how we do it in our business, not business number A or B or C, no, in Abu's business, how we do it to serve our customers. And that was my second hire, right? So those were the first two hires that I had. Shout out to Brooke. You know, Brooke was, I don't know if you're listening. Shout out to Brooke. I think she is operating a company now where she is helping people get their systems and processes together. So Brooke was one of my first hires. And then also Nicole Crawley. What's Brooke's last name? I can't think of it at the top of my head. Nicole came in as my community manager. Oh, Brooke Jean. Check out Brooke Jean. Check out Nicole Crawley or the Social Charlotte on Instagram or Twitter. And so those are my first two hires. But shout out to my honorable mentions, Bianca, who also helped me out. And then Toya, who her Instagram handle is, I'm blanking on it. I think Toya from Harlem, even though she lives in LA now, but I always mess with her about that. And they helped me along the way. So they gave me a few hours, and then Brooke and Nicole were like my first people that gave me a lot of hours, right? And so for me in the beginning, it was trying to find people to supplement a few hours, and then eventually it was more hours. It was 10 hours a week, 15 hours a week, 20 hours a week, 30 hours a week, right? And that's sort of how I slowly built up to that. So operations, customer service, I highly recommend as your first two hires. Customer service can be product fulfillment, right? It could mean a lot of different things, but really define that. Kiva also does operations for Tanya and a lot of other people. So, well, I think, Kiva, do you do operations for people? Let me not put you out there when, you know, you're working with Tanya. Now I'm taking hours away from Tanya. But Kiva also does operations. There are people right here in our community who are really, really good, right? So I would highly recommend, you know, getting into the Facebook group. We always have the introductions and seeing what people do because people are really, really good. They're really, really good. She does ops and analytics. Okay. But you don't run an agency, right? Let me not bombard you with clientele, but check her out as well. Bella says, I need to post more and engage in a Facebook group. Yes, please post and engage. Again, if there was an easier way to build a community where 100% of people would engage in, I would have done that, right? But the reason why we use Facebook group as our community is because like everyone already has a Facebook. Whenever you try to build new applications and et cetera, there is a low adaptability, right? People don't really adapt to it as well. And so that's why we're still utilizing Facebook groups. And I'm not going to do a big group chat texting because I would get really annoying really fast, right? Doing a group chat of everybody in the program. That would be really annoying. So again, if there's any way I could help, you know, figure out a way to do that, I will try my best in the building community and spaces. One of the things I want to do, again, is do an in-person workshop. I've been working on this. I've been thinking about it. And I really want to do that because it gives people an opportunity to touch base in person. And that's a completely different experience than online, right? Let's just face it. In person is completely different than online, right? So I'm really working on that. I'm doing a lot of collaborations with other people. I think next week I'm speaking at Yale. So shout out to Yale. You know, I'll be speaking at Yale next week. So I'll be in. Where's Yale based out of again? I forgot. I'm blanking. So I'll be at Yale next week. And then this fall, I'm partnering with Project Beauty Expo. They're in New York. So they're doing it's like Project Beauty Expo is for skincare companies, beauty companies. And so I'm going to be doing a training for them in New York. So maybe say, hey, let's collab and do a happy hour for PYL students. I don't know. But I'm trying to figure out a way to do in-person. If any one of my students have done in-person before, in-person event, and you want to give me some, you know, inside scoops on what I should do so I don't make a million mistakes, please reach out to me if you've helped someone with an in-person event or you've done it. And so I could do this a lot quicker. And maybe I'll do two this fall. Maybe I'll do two in-person events this fall. Maybe one in Atlanta, one in New York, maybe one in Miami, one in LA. I don't know. I'm going to figure it out. Or one in Philly. Philly, my hometown. People always say I don't show them love. A skincare event. It's Project Beauty Expo on Instagram. I think it's like the weekend of September 20th or 22nd or 23rd. I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm sorry. Yale's in Connecticut. Okay. Thank you for that. Yeah. I don't even know. I just know I'm going there to go speak. Yes, I got to figure it out of how I'm going to do these in-person events, right? Because what I don't want to do is like go to every city and have like five people in every city show up. I'm trying to make sure you also are able to meet other business owners and as well a network across too. I just hosted a Building Black Legacy event in Garden City, New York, Long Island. It was great. Okay, Bella Drop, let me know how you did it. Def, get a videographer. Yes, I need to get a videographer, actually. About building a team, last thing I would say is like pay what you could afford. And you may not be able to afford everyone, and that's okay too, right? Eventually you will be, but like pay what you could afford. And if you can't afford them, that's okay. See if you can get a few hours. If you can't, that's okay. Like, you know, there's other people that are willing to do, you know, the work, right? But eventually, you know, you'll work your way up to that. Have you started your cooking lessons yet? So something I've been trying to do, and maybe I was trying to distract myself from doing work. I was like, you know what? Let me learn another skill. And I started learning how to cook, you know, short-lived. I was like, damn, cooking is hard. I don't know how people cook every day or every week. I'm like, this is hard. You know, this is really hard. I can't do this. I need to make more money so I could hire a chef. So I can't cook. I can't cook every day. Okay, this will be one of my last questions. We'll probably have to do another part. How do you prioritize tasks for your different businesses while still achieving personal goals? This is a really, really good question because it's difficult. Some weeks I am great at this, right? I prioritize my task easily. I get to my goals and I'm like, man, today was a good day, right? Ice Cube, today was a good day. Other weeks, I'm like, man, how am I still in business, right? How am I still alive? You know, how am I still showing up because I'm exhausted? Everything seems to be heavy lifting this today or this week. And so for me, I think one thing that helps me is, you know, my team. You know, really telling them, hey, here are the things on my plate that I need y'all to take off. The other thing, so having a team helps. The other thing is, you know, having an assistant helps as well. Because the goal is to not work and do everything in your business. The goal is like, as you climb, is to hire people and outsource a lot of these tasks. The other thing I do is I try not to set a lot of big goals. So I'm not going to say, okay, I'm trying to accomplish 12 big goals in 24 hours. That's not going to work well for me. And so I say, okay, I need to maybe do three things this month. Here are the three big goals that are going to move the needle forward. And so because these are the three big goals, what's the value in these goals? Are these just goals because I'm just setting the goals? What's the goals worth? If I'm able to work out every day, if that's my big goal, what's that value? The value is I feel really good. I have more energy, right? Mentally, I'm really clear, right? So there's value in that goal. And so the way I do my to-do list or my prioritization, my task is I write all my tasks and then I prioritize them and say, okay, which of these are more important? Because when you write all your tasks, you think everything is a priority, right? And then in the next column, I associate value in the task. What value is it if I complete this task? And you'll start realizing a lot of the tasks you have are doing things for other people. They really don't move nothing for you, right? And a lot of times it's just for other people, really. And in other tasks, they shouldn't be on your plate. You're like, well, I need to have someone else on my team do this task. I need to outsource this. I can't try to learn Photoshop and be an expert in it in 10 days, this might be a task I need to hire someone to do to create me a logo and a brand and a website. I can't do this, right? I got to focus on what are the things that I'm really good at? What are the things that are going to move the needle forward and a lot quicker? And so again, what I do is I minimize the goals and I just focus on the most important ones that I want to accomplish. So I'm never going into a month and trying to accomplish 50 big goals and maybe three big goals. And then those three big goals have a lot of different tasks associated in order to get there. So if I'm going to the gym every day, it means I need to wake up every day, right? So one thing I would recommend is try having three goals for the month. Stop trying to do 20 things. And if you accomplish those three goals early on, then go to that list of additional goals and say, okay, let me add on three more. But when you look at 50 goals for the month, you get overwhelmed quite easily. And then you get nothing done. You know, it's called paralysis, right? You're paralyzed. You don't get anything done because the goals that you see are too much. They're too many, right? They're too many.
Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.